My full name is Katharina Morris, but for short, I like being called Kat because it's easier for people to remember.
So, tell me about you. Who is Kat, and how have you come to be where you are today?
I joined the Castown Drum Group in 2017, mm-hmm. and I was drumming with them for a long time until COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't drum anymore. Yeah, so then my friend Wesley Mitchell, he's also a Castown drummer, and he asked me if I wanted to come drum at the hospital one night, and I thought it was going to be like a group of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up just being me, Wesley, and my niece Joss Lynn. Mm-hmm. And we drummed a couple songs, and the security guards came out. They were like, hey, you're not supposed to be on,
yeah.
on around here or whatever. So I was just like, holy crap. And then we left, and we just started coming back every night at 7 o'clock because everyone else was banging their pots around at 7. So we decided to bang our drums around. And so it was every night. And then we heard from the nurses that they could hear us inside, and mm-hmm. that they really like our drumming. And I didn't know that they could hear us so well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, building wise, you would know. How did you go from just you and Wes and your niece to the group that you guys have amassed now?
Oh, and then Wes started to invite people, and then mm-hmm. more people started coming. And then every single night, like, there'd be someone new, so we all didn't know each other. Like, we just, for Ivan Paquette, like, I knew him ever since I was, like, 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've known him most of my life, and he usually does the smudges, and, like, he drums with us every once in a while, and
he's out there right now putting up the balloons.
He's putting up the balloons. Yeah. And then Tracy Peters and Michael Antoine. I'm really good friends with Tracy. Mm. She actually made me this ribbon skirt,
mm-hmm.
and she does a lot of other beaded earrings that I buy off her, and she's a really good drummer, and she's gonna teach me how to jingle dress dance,
mm-hmm.
because like when I was growing up, my culture I didn't know until just recently, because my mom went to a residential school and so did my dad, and their culture was taken away from them, and they didn't want us to know
obviously,
our culture.
So
I didn't really know too much about drumming, beating, or anything.
So tell me a bit about what the drumming circle, you know, means to you. And of course, like, I was at the last drumming circle, and we had the talking circle, and people were sharing stories of how the drumming circle helped them. But for you, what does it mean for you?
Well, I love drumming because I can help other people heal their spirits. And even when I'm really not feeling like going to drumming,
mm-hmm.
I still go and I end up feeling way better. And just being around the people helps my spirit. I also like to drum for family and stuff. I recently went to my auntie passed away, and mm-hmm. I went to her house and I drummed with some other woman, and it just really helped. I could see it helping the family.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about your aunt and what she meant for you, and losing her to COVID, how that was for you.
My auntie's name was Shirley Solonis, mm-hmm. and she got COVID. She's from McLeod Lake Indian Band, And she got really sick, and everyone thought that she was just going to make it, like get better or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it just turned all around within a day. Like, my cousins were saying bye to their mom. And then, so that happened, and around the same time, my cousin Rachel was in the hospital, Rachel Prince. She's from the Nicosley Lake band, and she was actually in one of those rooms over there.
Mm-hmm, in the hospital.
She was in the hospital for 98 days.
Wow.
And everyone thought she was going to make it, but she passed away, and it was super heartbreaking. I was able to come here by myself,
mm-hmm.
and her sisters were in there saying goodbye to her, and I was drumming outside. And it was like, at the time, I didn't know it was minus 38.
Mm-hmm. But it was just, you needed to be there, and you needed to be drumming for her.
Yeah, and my toes hurt for a long time. But my cousin said that she could hear me singing.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're mentioning the cold. I mean, you guys have been out drumming for a year now, through rain, shine, and of course the winter. What has, I guess, prompted that to happen, or how has that kept going on for so long?
Well, we started to come on Monday nights, and mm-hmm. that was really good for all of us because it helped us to get us through our week, our mm-hmm. coming up week ahead of us, with a strong spirit. And it just continued.
So yeah, you're saying how your guys' schedules aligned, and it just made sense to start off the week and have that kind of that healing, and then to get you through the rest of the week. So you were mentioning Wesley and how you and Wesley started this. Tell me a bit more about him, because he seems like he's organizing everything and he's got this all under control.
Yeah. Wesley and Ivan, they just love it, and they never missed a day for a long time. Like,
mm-hmm.
especially like even when like one of Ivan's family members were sick, he showed up, and I remember Wes coming back from Vancouver and he showed up, and I'm like, whoa. And like, that's the dedication, and the hospital really appreciates everyone that comes out, even though like we don't talk to them face to face or anything, but mm-hmm. we hear about it on social media, yeah. like Facebook. Yeah, and there's a lot of people coming here.
Yeah, I can see everybody's starting to show up. Personally, when I attended the last drumming circle, I wasn't, I'm personally not an Indigenous person. So for you guys having people who aren't Indigenous at these drumming circles, what does that mean for you? Are you, you know, happy to have them there and share your culture? And
Yeah, we welcome everybody from all different cultures, and we just like to, you know, have unity, and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what color your skin is, you can come down and drum, and just
mm-hmm.
it helps us all.
Yeah, I remember being at that drumming circle and just like all is one, and I see the mayor is here now.
I know, and the Clately Tene chief.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about the colors that you guys are wearing. I see the red and black.
Red and black is the color of like the Cast Iron Drum Group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have a lot of red and black.
Yeah.
And
you were mentioning your skirt was handmade.
Yeah, it was made by Tracy Peters, and she's making me another one, but the other one's going to be pink, and it's going to have pockets.
Yeah, pockets.
Yes, and yeah, she's one of my closest friends. We've known each other since we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And I never ever thought I'd be wearing a ribbon skirt or anything. Like, I never ever thought that I would learn my culture.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your parents both went to residential schools and definitely were, like, berated from, you know, showcasing that culture. So now, having, I guess, taken that power back, I mean, like, I'm going to show my culture, this is who I am. Has that been very freeing for you?
Yeah, it has been, but, like, my kids don't really... I don't want to say care, but that they're not too interested in culture.
Yeah.
Because the way I grew up, like, I didn't go to, like, residential school, but I went to, like, private school, and we weren't taught our culture, so I didn't get to teach them.
Mm-hmm. So they were raised without it, too, and now, you know, being in this world where everybody's kind of on their own path, it's hard to bring that back to them and help them see that importance as well. So I guess people are really turning up now, and I guess we're about to get the show on the road. Thank you so much for your time, Kat.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.